This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are the Fan, WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Tomorrow, we'll be on the FM side, we'll be on the Odyssey app. On the AM side, you get some of the early sessions of the NCAA tournament. You saw North Carolina take care of business last night. They are poised for a run. I filled out my bracket early this morning. I already forgot who I picked, which is probably an issue. I should remind myself. I should remember it. But I got North Carolina making a big run. Now, a couple of baseball things, and we'll get back to your phone calls. A lot of football throughout the show today, including the latest on Aaron Rodgers and why I think he is going to wait as long as possible to sign with a team. You can rewind on the Odyssey app if you've missed any of it. The Dodgers and Cubs played two games in Japan. The TV ratings in Japan for these two games are going to blow your minds. Okay? I promise you. Your minds are going to be blown. 25 million people in Japan watch the Dodgers and the Cubs. Let me give you some perspective here. 125 million people live in Japan. One out of every five people in Japan watch the Dodgers and the Cubs. There has not been a baseball game in the United States of America with as many people watching it since Game 7 of the 2017 World Series between the Dodgers and the Astros. It has been 8 years since any baseball game in the United States had as many people viewing it as the Dodger-Cub game in Japan. And think about this. Those are our teams. Could you imagine we watching two Japanese baseball teams? I don't care how many Americans are on that team.
Right, and there probably are Americans on those teams.
Of course.
Some of those teams. But, I mean, they're not Shohei Ohtani.
That's true.
Or Roki Sasaki.
But you know what my counter to that is?
What's that?
Shohei Ohtani was in the World Series last year with the Dodgers. Like, there's a regular season game.
Well, you give the Dodgers credit for promoting and marketing the hell out of this thing to the point where everybody needed to see it.
Everybody needed to see it.
By the way, they've been doing it, marketing this thing for a long time.
No, I know. They love baseball more than we do. That's just the facts, man. We just got to understand it. In fact, they love baseball so much, they love our baseball teams. Yes, they feature some homegrown guys, but they love our teams more than even we do. It's kind of incredible, and
not
I respect the hell
of our
out of
teams.
It.
They just love the Dodgers more than we do.
Well, I give the Cubs a little bit of credit. They played.
Well,
Shota Imanaga.
Imanaga.
Saya Suzuki. They have a few Japanese-born baseball players.
About Saya Suzuki.
But think about that. 25 million people watched it the last time we had that number. And we, remember, have almost three times the amount of people living in the United States. How many people live in America, Sean?
You know I don't know the answer.
Well, just guess.
39 million.
Are you serious? 39 million?
70 million.
Higher, Bob.
I mean, come on, bro.
Tiki can do it. You threw up seven. What does that mean?
You missed the three. 370.
370 million people live here?
Yes!
Yeah. You gave the population of New York.
I mean, that's a horrible guess.
370 million?
So we've got almost triple the amount of people as Japan does, and they had 25 million people watching. Now, one other baseball thing, and I don't like to call people liars, But Max Fried has me very skeptical.
Why?
Max Fried.
What did he? What can he possibly do?
Max Fried has a dog.
Okay.
Beautiful. Like, a lot of us have dogs.
What kind of dog is it?
The dog is, hold on, it's a mutt.
Oh, I was going to say.
He's a mutt.
I was going to get
dog.
On for not being able to tell by looking.
No, this is just me. What the hell do I know? Max Fried's name of his dog is Apollo.
Dog.
So his dog's name is Apollo Fried.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah, I like it.
Max Fried, much like me with my son Jet, is denying it's named after Rocky and it has anything to do with boxing, much like I've said my son Jet was not named after the Jets. Right. I like to call it a happy coincidence. Mm-hmm. Max Fried is saying the exact same thing. He says it's a happy coincidence.
When was he born?
Well, he's 30, 31 years old, so I don't know. Do some math on that one for me.
95?
Yeah, 1995?
Yeah, around there.
Now, if you guys had to guess, not Tiki, he's much smarter than both of you. If it's not named after Apollo Creed, why do you think Max Fried claims his dog is named Apollo? Which one of you two would like to go first?
I'll go. He loves space.
He loves space. That's a good guess.
That was going to be my answer. Mm.
Max Fried grew up fascinated with space travel.
Right.
And whenever he would leave his hometown of Los Angeles, this is a great article by The Athletic, I advise. Let me see who wrote it. Hold on a second. Give that guy some love. The great Brandon Cuddy. We all love B-Cut. He's a hell of a writer. So Max Fried grew up fascinated with space. And when he would leave his hometown of Los Angeles, he'd find himself staring into the nighttime stars.
Wow.
When he began learning about the Apollo program, he thought Apollo was a really cool, strong name that you don't see very often. I took him to the vet for the first time, and it was like, Apollo Fried. It was a, quote, happy accident.
Yeah, sure.
So you don't believe him, much like you don't believe
so
me with my son.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
Like proper Los Angeles?
I don't know.
It's just there's too much ambient light to be staring up at the stars.
That's what you're coming up with? That
absolutely.
You don't believe he actually looked at stars because he's from L.A.?
Look, I wanted to be an astronaut too, by the way, when I grew up. But mine was because the Challenger exploded in 1986 when I was 11 years old and we were in school.
Right.
It left this scar in my mind, and so I just became obsessed with space. But staring at the stars in Los Angeles, maybe the Walk of Fame in Los Angeles, that's where the stars are.
Planetarium, though?
I mean, maybe.
A lot of kids, you know, they love the planetarium.
He said staring up at the stars.
Yeah, but you know what you're wrong about? Like, so he's from Santa Monica, California?
Oh, okay, that's different. That's very different than Los
Angeles.
But
even as a New Yorker, like, yeah, we don't see as many stars as maybe Sean saw over the weekend when he was out on the islands. But you still see stars, and you can still kind of draw fascination to space and the enormity of what's up there.
Yeah, true. True. But
here's a question. Do you think Max Fried's full of crap?
No.
Dog!
Possibly.
Possibly!
Because Apollo Fried sounds a lot like Apollo Creed.
No kidding.
A lot.
I feel like
Apollo Creed. But I feel like in 95, if he's born in 95, so let's say he's of an age to watch and understand a movie like that, it's probably not until 2002 or 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Was Rocky a big deal?
Rocky was always a big deal.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I mean, I was a kid. I'm not saying Max Fried's age. I'm 10 years older, but Rocky came out before I was born, really, or before I could really understand things.
Yeah, but
Apollo Creed was always a famous character, even before the movie came out, Apollo. Like, Apollo Creed was always a big deal.
I think maybe on the East Coast. I'm not sure Rocky, like the movie Rocky, and after 2000 was a big deal.
Well, I'll tell you, you may be right, because if Max Fried is naming his dog Apollo, which is a fine dog name, I think we'd all agree. Like, on its own, it's a fine dog name. You would think, like, as you're going through names for dogs, you would put the last name connected to the first name, and you'd have a thought.
Right.
Like, you'd say, oh, wait, oh, that's funny. I didn't even think about that. I find it hard to believe, unless you're right that Rocky was such not a thing, that he didn't realize it until he was sitting at the vet, and the vet says, Apollo Fried, and he's like, wait a second. I didn't pick up on that.
He's 12 years old when Rocky Balboa gets released in theaters.
Rocky Balboa.
So what does that mean?
Like,
it would be in his conscience?
Consciousness? Yeah, but he probably didn't watch it. Why would that be interesting to him?
How old was he when Creed came out?
because that's more about the family. I don't know if...
Creed was recently.
Yeah, relatively recently. I mean, come on, bro. If your last name is Freed, you just can't do that.
Creed was 10 years ago, so he would have been
20.
20?
I mean, that's...
Maybe.
So do you think Max Fried's a liar?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Sean?
I'm going to say yes, because I think you're still a liar about your son. So I got to be consistent.
This is why I have to defend Max Fried, and I can't call him a liar, because he used the terms I love to use. Whenever anyone asks me about my son's name, I always say, it's a happy accident. Like, no, I wouldn't have approved his name being Giant, or his name being, you know, Patriot, or his name being Chargers, but Jet was non-offensive, and it was a great name.
Tell me real quickly when Apollo 13 came out.
The movie Apollo
13. With Tom Hanks,
Apollo 13 came out. Because that might be it.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
If this lines up, then I might have to.
June 30th, 1995.
And he's too young.
Yeah, but he could have watched it when he was 15 years old and literally, 12 years old.
I think he was born in 95.
He was born in 95, so he didn't watch it. But maybe he saw it.
No, but wait a second. Of course he watched it. Like, we all watch movies that came out when we were young. That's the beauty of being able to watch movies.
But not all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say all of them, but I'm saying if he's into space, I'm sure he did watch Apollo 13.
Quick question. How does he spell Apollo for you?
A-P-O-L-L-O, the way it's normally spelled.
Okay, because I think if you were trying to do something where you were hiding the real reason, you would spell it differently. Like, I don't know, adding an extra T to Jet.
Oh.
That way you could say, well, it's spelled differently.
I don't know. Listen, if you want to keep calling me a liar, call my wife a liar.
Well, no,
so if you want to call my wife a liar, that's fine.
Sean and I are both calling.
No,
no, by the way, technically they're the Jets.
That's right. His name isn't Jets. His name is Jet.
You are not a Giant fan. You are a Giants.
Giants fan.
Very true.
I also think Evan's wife is not a liar. I think Evan's wife is not aware of why Evan...
No, of course.
So I'm the one who said it's after the Jets, and she's like, no, it's not. Right. Let's go to Chris in Tinton Falls. What's up, Chris?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
We're good.
Love this conversation, by the way, because I am a big Rocky fan, and I loved all those movies, especially the first one. So I like how you guys are trying to get Max Fried's head. Very nice. Very nice. So, guys, you know I've been very critical of this current regime. That being said, I'm going to pivot on this one. And they need to move on from Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, stat. And here's why. The one thing these guys have, they need strength of conviction. And my fear with Rodgers all along was this guy can dictate terms. These guys need to feel strong again. They have got to set an arbitrary deadline and soon and move on, because I've often heard it said, like investors use this term, of strong convictions loosely held, meaning, hey, I really believe this, but in light of new information, it's got to pivot, not keep throwing good money after bad. Move on from him. Get the next best. I was not a Russell Wilson guy, but I'm pivoting. I want the team to do well.
Yeah.
I think one of the things Joe Shane hopefully learned, he messed up with Barkley. It's known. Everybody knows it. He didn't believe in paying a running back, but there can be outliers, right? Similarly, he's got to look at it and go, we cannot just put it all on Aaron Rodgers. This is where I think John Mara hurt these guys. He almost neutered them by giving them this arbitrary deadline. They can't let Aaron Rodgers further neuter them.
You mean a winning season. Chris, you mean a winning season,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like they have to win 100%. This season.
Yeah.
Because it's what Evan was alluding to a little bit earlier when he said that Joe Shane, despite trying to save his job, has to do what's best for the franchise.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to ultimately come out of this short offseason, because we're getting right up to the draft here in a little over a month, is the Giants and their general manager going to have to make a decision that might not be in the best interest of their jobs.
Yeah.
Meaning winning enough this year for John Mara to say, I feel better now than I did at the end of last season. Now, with that being said, they could also draft a young quarterback. Now, think of just follow the Eli path. You bring in a veteran quarterback. Eli Manning is the guy you draft. You draft him high. He's not going to play right away. And we're okay, and then we stink for a lot of weeks. What was that, 7 straight weeks? 6 straight weeks, I think it was, because we were 4-5, so 9 games. Yeah, so 6 straight weeks, it's just bad. Like, we lose 6 games in a row. And then at the very end of the season, the Giants win a game. Our team, my team, wins a game against the Dallas Cowboys. And even though it didn't do anything for the playoffs, it was like, I can't tell you how good we felt.
Yeah.
Because we beat the Cowboys, And Eli looked amazing running a two-minute drill. And so the season ended, and the season sucked still, but as a team, as an owner, you felt really good about where you were going.
Put it this way. If everything you just described happens this upcoming season.
Yes, they keep their jobs.
I agree with you. No, I agree. Because there'd be that good feeling the owner's talking about.
And so when we're trying to calculate in our minds what decision you should make regarding Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, the best answer might be take Shedeur Sanders when he falls to you at 3 and hope that he develops into this really good player.
That's right.
And put in, the utmost urgency of getting him up to speed. Now, with the Giants back in 2004, they said, all right, Eli, here's the entire book. Figure it out. Right? You're gonna learn it, and then eventually you're gonna play. And that worked with Eli, because very quickly, next year, you saw it, right? We won 10 games that next season. And then a few short years later, he's winning Super Bowls. So feeling good isn't necessarily winning 10 games.
No,
or 11 games.
I described earlier, I think a couple of months ago after John made those comments, John Mara made those comments, there's a way you don't bring in a veteran and you have a young quarterback and you win 6 games and you feel good.
Yes.
There's a way that can happen.
Right, but there's got to be a plan.
Yes.
As we talked about earlier in this show, it felt like after last season, the Giants just didn't have a plan at quarterback. And even now, we're still like, what the hell is the plan?
I'll defend them in this regard. To me, their plan, the Stafford thing's a little bit different. But in terms of Rodgers and Wilson and
Stafford
Winston,
made sense.
See, to me, he didn't with this plan. It's a different plan.
No, it's different because I think he plays. I think he plays 4 more years.
But that's my point. It's a different plan. It's a completely different plan.
But at least it's a plan.
I agree. But it's different than what I think they're doing now, which is bridge veteran to a younger player. That wasn't going to happen with Stafford.
But if you're going to do bridge veteran to a younger player, then why the heck are we talking so much about Aaron Rodgers? Because other than what we already talked about, he's the best available guy, but not for $45 million a year.
Because for 1 year as a bridge,
but you're not going to have him for 1 year. You're going to have to sign him to a 2-year deal.
Then I don't want him. I'll be perfectly honest with that. I only want the guy for 1 year if I'm the Giants.
I don't disagree, Evan. That's why I fell off of it last week.
I got you. If Rodgers is insisting on multiple-year commitment, I'm out. I would not do that. Let's go to Danny in Scotch Plains. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Evan. Tiki, what's going on?
All's good.
What's up?
So, question. If you were a Giant fan...
Yes.
Or if you were a Patriot fan...
Yes.
Would you name your son Jet just because you like the name Jet?
No! I would have vetoed the crap out of it.
Where did Jet come from then?
We agreed on Jay to honor her father, my father-in-law. Okay. Both my mom and dad's names begin with Jay, so we were honoring family, which I think a lot of people do in naming kids. So we went with the Jay, and we went through a lot of Jays, and that was the name we loved the most. Mm. I swear to God on that. That's why we could all have fun with it. I'm being dead honest with you. Now,
what about Dudley?
What about Dudley?
Where did Dudley get his name from?
It's a great question, T. So I rescued Dudley from North Shore Animal League.
Okay.
And his name was Dudley.
Already?
It was.
How old was he when you rescued him?
5 months old.
Oh, so he could easily change names.
I thought about changing it. And I had a whole meeting. I even asked my Twitter baseball teammates. I brought Dudley over. I said, what are we thinking? And I was about to go to Ike. Ike was a legitimate candidate. Ooh. You know my love for Dwight Eisenhower.
Yes.
And most of us all looked at him and said, F. He's a Dudley.
He didn't look like an Ike.
He looked like a Dudley. And so North Shore Animal League got it right, and I never changed it. But speaking of names and veto powers, this is a true story. After I had lost my cat, and I was going through the grieving process, freedom, that's right, laugh all you want, I was looking at various dogs. And before I rescued, which was the best decision I ever made, I was looking at adopting through, online.
Okay.
And there was a dog, fell in love with the dog, cute little dog, filled out the forms. But I backed out because the dog was 4 years old and already had a name. Mm. And I didn't believe it was right to change the dog's name, but the name was non-negotiable. Couldn't have that name walking around my house.
Okay.
And that's why I decided not to adopt Jeter.
Couldn't
do it. Couldn't do it.
God.
Couldn't do it.
Poor Jeter just got euthanized because Evan wouldn't adopt him. It's so messed up,
well,
man.
No. It was not
so bad, Evan. What's wrong with you? Don't you have a guilty conscience?
Not at all, because I got Dudley. Not at all. So
poor Jeter.
Would I have ever named our son after a Giant or a Yank? Of course not.
No.
That's why I agree with Max Fried. It's a happy coincidence. Very well said.
Or you just let your wife name your dog. CJ has her name because Tracy, my wife, think she looks like Claudia Jean.
Who's Claudia Jean?
From West Wing.
Oh, my God.
Allison,
really?
Allison Janney.
Really?
Because of the long blonde hair. her face is kind of long.
That's amazing.
And so we call her CJ for Claudia Jean.
Who would have guessed that?
Nobody would guess it, but it's a great dog naming story.
That's maybe the greatest dog naming story I've ever heard. CJ.
It's Tracy's favorite. Hold on. Do you watch West Wing?
Yes.
So it's one of Tracy's favorite shows. We had a friend that lived in town over. This is just coincidence. Their dog was Seaborn. I swear to you.
Wow.
And it was just random coincidence.
That is funny, man. Let's go to Tony in White Plains. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Always a pleasure to speak to you. Lifelong Yankee fan, but I wanted to, give a hearty salute to Evan because whether it's the podcast or obviously, conversing with Tiki, your Mets perspective I always find entertaining and insightful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And because of that and because of your passion and all that you poured into it, I did check out my Mets Bible.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and
I feel like a bad review is coming right now. Like, he set it all up to say, and it sucks, you loser.
No. What I wanted to ask your opinion, it's a hypothetical.
Yes.
Now, let's say you had authored that book in this particular off season.
Yes.
I wanted to reference a particular game I found fascinating for a host of reasons, and I wanted to see if you would have probably included it.
Go ahead.
In that edition.
Go ahead.
The Jorge Lopez game objective baseball observer.
Yes.
I was amazed by that game, all the turn of events, and to what you guys were saying in recent weeks about Lindor, captain, not a captain.
Right.
He called that meeting, and the team looked like it was on death's door. And they looked god awful, like face first into the pavement after that game.
So
and
gross.
If I remember correctly, they were 11 games under 500 and about to go off a Grand Canyon cliff.
It's a great question. The one reason why the answer would have been no is I didn't score the game because we were live on the air.
Oh, that's right.
And so a lot of the truth is with my Mets Bible is I didn't miss any games. Because
in that book, those are all games that you scored while watching.
Yeah, very rarely have I missed scoring pivotal Met games. And I actually had a chapter at the end of the book called The Missed Game. So, for example, I missed the game after 9/11. I was on a train coming back to New York, living in D.C., and I missed the Wilmer Flores game in which he hit the game-winning home run because I was so emotionally drained after being at Giants camp, the Cespedes trade. It was such a wild week. I cried that night. I told my wife, I can't even score the game. That's how rare it is for me to miss games. But doing the show with you, doing Afternoon Drive, there's a lot of day games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of really pivotal Met games that I just don't score. I'll give you another one from this season.
By the way, that was a pivotal one to his point.
Yes.
Because everything turned after that.
If I had scored the game, it would have been in a new edition book. The other game that I didn't score because we were all here was the Lindor-Toronto game when they were being no-hit into the ninth inning and Lindor hit the game-tying home run and we freaked out.
Yeah.
So there are just a lot of games now I just haven't scored, but it's funny. Thinking back to last year, 2024 was a magical year.
How are you going
to
write the sequel if you're not scoring games, dude?
Well, I'm scoring games. I'm just missing weekday afternoon games.
I know, but those are some of the important ones.
I guess I would just...
How are you going to write the sequel without that...
They would be the missing scorecard chapter. That's all the games I missed.
Right, but then you can just opine about watching the game.
Yeah, because in a lot of ways, I have more memories of that.
Yeah.
Like, my memories of watching the Lindor breaking up the no-hitter or the Jorge Lopez game is sitting next to you guys.
Or the extra day game, meaning...
Oh, 161?
161.
I scored it, though, Teak.
Oh, that's right. You did score it while we were watching.
While we were watching.
Doing a program.
Doing a show. That was one of my great accomplishments.
That was probably the most disjointed show we've ever done.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And little did we know because the Mets are playing game 161. We're having a watch party. It's a football Monday. The day before the Jets lost to Denver, little did we know that Woody Johnson was demanding that Aaron Rodgers get benched.
That's a good point.
We didn't even know that was going on. Hey, when we come back, more of your phone calls, 888-808-1019. We are 1 week away from the real opening day. 1 week from today, the New York Yankees are playing at the Boogie Down on a Thursday afternoon against the Milwaukee Brewers. It will be Carlos Rodon against Freddie Peralta. 1 week from today, the New York Mets are in Houston. Very odd how the Mets and Yankees have reversed places from last year. The Mets opened at home against the Brewers.
That's true.
And the Yankees opened in Houston against the Astros with a debuting Juan Soto. But the Mets take on the Astros on opening day 1 week from today. One thing I find really weird but sort of exciting, the Mets are playing a spring training game tonight against the Houston Astros. And the Mets and the Astros are throwing out not their opening day lineups, certainly not with the Astros, but the Mets are basically throwing out what could be very close to their opening day lineup. So not only are they giving you the tease of the opening day lineup, they're doing it against the team that they're scheduled to play 1 week from today.
So who's not going to be the guy?
Honestly, the one thing that could look different is that the second baseman is Brett Beatty, and because the Astros are throwing Framber Valdez, a lefty, and there have been reports over the last few days that Luis Angel Acuna may make the team along with Brett Beatty, I would assume Acuna would get the start against the lefty Valdez. But other than that, Lindor 1, Soto 2, Alonso 3, Vientos 4, Nimmo back in left field 5, Marte at DH 6, Luis Torrens behind the plate, Beatty at second base, Tyrone Taylor 9th and center. Outside of Acuna for Beatty, I think, ladies and gentlemen, that's your opening day starting lineup against the Astros.
Yeah, interesting.
But one thing that I know is confusing is you forget where all these players went. We had a very long offseason. And so we realized that here at Evan and Tiki. That's why last August we debuted a new concept, a new game that would help inform the public and also hopefully entertain you and also test all of our knowledges. And it's a brand new game that we like to call New Team Who Dis. So for football season, we were like, where did all these guys go? So Sean and I competed in a little competition where we would be told a player and we'd have to try to remember what team that guy is on. Well, we're going to do it for baseball, especially with fantasy drafts this weekend, a week away from the start of the year. But I needed to recuse myself because my knowledge on this is way too good.
Yes.
So Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morash are our contestants in a game that we call New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis.
All right.
New Team Who Dis.
So the rules of the game is we will name a player, and each of you has a turn. So, Sean, we're going to start it off with you because Tiki and I flipped a coin. Mm-hmm. And so the first person, this guy's on a brand new team. Want to start easy with you. Let's start with Juan Soto. What team is Juan Soto on now?
Such an ass.
The New York Mets.
They're the freaking Mets.
Hey, you got it. One for one. I'm sorry, Tommy. Was that too easy giving him that? Should I give him another one, or was that? Are you okay with that troll?
Sure.
I'll allow it. It felt good.
Felt good. All right, Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah.
Harrison Bader.
The jack of all trades and the master of none. I'm going to say Harrison Bader is with the Texas Rangers. Damn it.
Harrison Bader signed a 1-year, $6 million deal for the
Milwaukee Brewers.
Kansas City Royals.
Savannah Bananas.
Harrison Bader is with the Minnesota Twins.
Ah,
we were looking for Minnesota Twins.
I was close.
Now, we're starting with the category of former Mets and former Yankees. So, Tiki,
yes.
Why don't you name this guy? He was a reliever for the Mets last year. Let's see if Sean can get that guy.
Okay. Yep. Next up, reliever, Phil Maton.
Phil Maton. Mm. Key reliever for the Mets.
Maton.
We're looking for Maton.
First name, Phil.
Sean Morash.
The best part about this question is if you asked me what team, old team who it is, I would have forgot he was a Met. So that's right off the bat. Let me say, Phil Maton is now with the Tampa Bay Rays.
It's looking for the steal.
He was with the Tampa Rays. I'm going to say he is with the Boston Red Sox.
The answer we were looking for was the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals. Let's do a former Yankee. Want a little former Yankee action?
Yeah.
This guy was a big part of the World Series. Tommy Kahnle. Tommy, what team is Tommy Kahnle now on? New team who dis?
Tommy Kahnle is on the San Diego Padres.
Damn it. Sean for the steal.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Are you just going to keep going Milwaukee Brewers?
They have to have some 25 guys.
They had a quiet offseason, the Brew Crew.
Tommy Canley joined his good friend Gleyber Torres in Detroit with the Detroit Tigers.
Detroit. Ah, I knew it.
Looking for the Detroit Tigers.
All right, ask me Gleyber Torres.
That's an easy one.
You already got one. Yeah, you got one.
I already gave you an easy one. All right, how about this one? Let's do another former Yankee. Remember how much Sean liked that guy?
Yes, let's go to...
Oh, boy.
John... Without an H. Bertie. John Bertie. Where is John Bertie?
It's amazing because I had this conversation with my dad driving on the Bell Parkway yesterday.
You got it?
To which we both replied, he's definitely a free agent. So I'm going to say he's a Milwaukee Brewer.
Oh, God. Chicago White Sox.
Oh, you're so close. Chicago Cubs.
Did he play?
Yes.
He just did. Oh, he played. Well, everyone's sleeping. No one watched the last couple
games. He's playing for the Cubs.
All right. So far, you guys are 0 for everything. I know you got Soto, but I don't know if we should count that. Yeah. Tommy Lugauer.
Yeah.
Former New York Met. Travis Darnot
is a Sacramento, Los Angeles County of Las Vegas athletic. Damn it.
Sean Morass for the steal.
He was close.
He was close? I gave three cities.
He was close.
Okay, he's not a Dodger. Is he an Angel?
I'm sorry, the answer was the Angels!
Yes!
There you go! Travis Darnot signed a 2-year, $12 million contract. Let's see if they can get this one.
All right.
You think they'll get that one, Teak?
This one you better get.
All right. Who?
Former.
Yeah, whose turn is it right now?
I think it's mine.
It's Sean's turn. Go ahead, Sean.
Astro. Former New York Met.
All right.
Justin. The married to, what's her name?
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. Verlander.
Verlander, huh?
New team, who dis?
Justin team? Verlander.
Is Justin Verlander on?
Diamondbacks.
Boy, this is, you are failing horribly at this game. Tommy Lugauer.
The right side of the country.
Okay, all right. What side of the country are we in?
He said Diamondbacks.
Okay. Justin Verlander is, oh, I got this one. Justin Verlander is a San Francisco Giant.
There you go. Tommy's on the board.
Really?
Good for the board. Verlander.
Very nice.
Somebody's got to take their money.
So it is 2-1 in favor of, it's really 1-1.
No, yes, we saw it.
All right, we'll count the Soto one. Yeah. This is for you, Tommy Lugauer.
Okay.
Former New York Yankee. Former New York Met. Some called him the Kraken. New team, who dis? Where is Gary Sanchez?
Ooh, Gary Sanchez. I'm going to say Gary Sanchez is a Philly. Can I just point something out here?
What do you want to point out?
Okay. You see my hands here? I know we're on radio.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm hearing typing.
Oh, you think Sean is cheating?
No.
I am not cheating.
He's giving out names. Let's be real here. You got Juan Soto, which is a layup, obviously. The game is designed for both of us to look like morons. It's okay.
No, you're typing. Everybody does it.
I hear.
I'm not typing.
Okay.
Can I steal?
Because you got Darnot right after I heard typing. I got Darnot right
because you gave me that. I actually know the answer to this.
Yes.
Because it's an organization I mocked that did nothing but sign Gary Sanchez this offseason. He's a Baltimore Orioles.
That is correct. The Baltimore Orioles. Tiki just said something that I don't think you guys understand. We are a baseball town. People love baseball in this town. But we really pay attention to the Mets and the Yankees. Most people in the audience are like, I have no idea where Justin Verlander went. They're playing in their car.
Right.
And to say we're making you look stupid means you think that we're making them look stupid. No, we're trying to inform you in a fun, entertaining way.
He's cheating.
Now, if it's not fun and entertaining, our apologies.
No, he's cheating, though, guys.
I'm not cheating.
You're typing over there.
You're a baby, dude.
I'm a baby? You're cheating.
All right, Tommy, I'll give you a layup.
Thank you, Tiki.
Where is Alex Verdugo?
Walmart.
Good job. You were. Congratulations.
He doesn't have a team. Maybe he should be a pitcher.
Nailed it. You are right, Teague. Like, I'm starting to think that we have to lower kind of the players.
Yes.
So let's go. Let's just try to make this a little bit easier just to see. Tommy Lugauer, what team is Alex Bregman on? New team, who dis?
That would be the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's go.
All right. What team is Willie Adames on, Sean?
San Francisco Giants.
There you go. Correct. All right. We got the confidence.
Yeah. Nice. We're back.
All right. Give him this one. This is a good one because this guy could be a future Hall of Famer. So I'm curious if they know where this closer is at.
Ooh. Tell me where closer Kenley Jansen is.
This is for me?
Yeah, yes. That's for you.
Kenley Jansen is...
He's going to draft him in 5 days in fantasy.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, God.
You missed it already. With
Sean Moore asked for the steal.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, missed it the same place.
The answer we were looking for was the Angels of Anaheim. All right, this is the last one. And this is for you, Sean.
Yeah.
What's the score?
It is 3-2, Sean.
Got it.
So you need Sean to be wrong, and you get the steal, and then we could all just say we won.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is someone that...
Actually, I'll give you a half because you got Verdugo, so we can't have a tie.
That's true. You do get a half of
so
that.
3-2.5.
3-2.5. This is a guy that Yankee fans hate, okay? And this guy was not a free agent. He was traded somewhere. But I wonder if Yankee fans even know where he went. Gerrit Cole certainly remembers when this guy was rocking the baby. Because he thinks that Gerrit Cole's his son.
Naylor?
Josh Naylor is no longer on the Cleveland Guardians. New team who dis. Where's Josh Naylor, Sean?
Didn't he replace Christian Walker on the Diamondbacks?
Damn it, he did. God, he got that right. I thought he didn't know that. I was going to get
it. Did you hear any typing? Dip?
How about his brother, Bo Naylor?
He's still on the Cleveland Guardians.
Damn it.
Are you trying to stump me with this?
I don't know.
There's a reason I didn't play this game, because I would have mopped the floor with either of your candy asses.
You wouldn't have known any one of those.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I think you would have known.
Are you crazy? I do a Rico 5 times a week.
And they talked about free agents for like 4 episodes in a row.
We'll never know, but I don't think you would have gotten even half of those.
Are you nuts?
I got to have Evans back here because I listen to these Ricos. I'm like, what in the bleep are you talking about? Evan and also Peter Hoffman.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Think about this. So the first time we played New Team Who Dis, we did this at the beginning of the football season. And I played against Sean because I actually love playing. I prefer to play in the game, and it was competitive. I ended up beating Sean, but it was a nice competition because I think we're similar. We're both fans, but we forget stuff during the offseason. I'm not doing an offseason Jets Giants podcast. If I did, I'd probably have a little bit of an advantage because I'd be doing all these podcasts about every free agent in the world.
Yeah.
But when it comes to baseball, I got to excuse myself. Otherwise, I just heard you crying like a little baby about Sean. You'd be crying like a baby at me.
Mm. Evan's cheating. He does too much research.
Evan. Tyro Estrada, quick.
That's a good one. Tyro Estrada was with the Giants, but where is he now?
What do you got to say now?
You got to
guy.
I got to think about
snapping to a Coors.
Hold on. I got to think about
this. I do Rico 16 times a week. I can't play this.
He's in the National League West still.
Mm.
The Rockies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Coors Light lines he can give you.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anyhow, great game. That was a lot of fun.
By the way, the final is Sean 4, Lugie 2.5.
Are you still upset about this, Lugie?
Lugie is the worst sore loser in the history of sore losers.
Such a baby. I know you're cheating, but it's all right. He was cheating.
How is he cheating?
Because I heard him typing, and then I heard him go, Darno, the Angels? There's no way you knew that.
Sean, were you cheating?
Just be honest.
Did he hear typing? Yes, that was me posting hour number 2 onto the internet for us.
It's funny. Sean's been away for 4 days, but they still need a vacation from each other.
Yeah. Tommy, you should leave.
This is a miscarriage of justice.
You should go on vacation tomorrow.
You know what? I'm
mandating this, Tommy. Go on vacation
tomorrow. You should, because I'm not even sick of him.
This is a mandated vacation.
All right.
Let's go to Mike in Garden City. What's up, Mike? Hello, Mike.
Mike, what's up? We hear you, but sounds like you're not there.
Sounds like he's doing something right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mike? Hold on, I'm going to try to guess what he's doing. Hey, Mike!
I don't know, it sounds like a toke.
Yeah. It does sound like that. By the way, I do need to address something that's very, very important. I actually wrote it down because this has bothered me for 4 days, and I keep forgetting to get to it. I like to tip. Tipping is a big part of Americana. Because when you perform a good service, I have no problem, especially after a waiter is very friendly and comes over and checks on you a lot. I like to give a nice tip. Tipping is a part of America. I don't have an issue with it. Now, sometimes I have an issue when they're asking for tips in an environment in which a tip isn't earned. But the last 3 times I've gone out to a restaurant, and I am not kind of the going outer person I used to be, because we have kids, we just have less time.
Yeah, but babysitter. Well, you have built-in babysitter.
We do.
I know what you mean.
But we just don't go out
as hard.
The last 3 times I've gone out to dinner, including the other night while I was in Brooklyn, the tip is included
yes.
in the check.
And I got a big freaking problem with this because I'm going to tip. But if they're already including the 20%, I'm not putting another dime in because you were arrogant enough to tell me what I'm tipping. So is this a new thing? Because well, this has now happened to three times in a row.
I think they're taking their cues from hotels. You ever been in a... When was the last time you stayed in a hotel?
And ordered, 5 days ago.
And did you order room service?
No.
So when you're in a hotel, because I do this with when I'm on the road with CBS,
mm-hmm.
Instead of like going somewhere, I just order breakfast. It's easy to just be there when I wake up. They come, get the breakfast. It's great. He delivers it. Tip is included. But then there's another line. Additional tip.
Yeah, what's that
additional
about?
Additional gratuity. And I'm like, how dare you? I always just put two in there. Just like, you can have an extra $2. You already charged me 22% for on the bill. Here's $2 for you.
And what if the service sucks? Like, the whole point of tipping...
Well, in a hotel, there's no... It's really just... He's just bringing it upstairs.
Well, what
so
if
I'm giving a couple bucks because he's bringing it upstairs. But everywhere I go nowadays, I'm starting to see the same thing.
And I don't understand that. Is that because people were skipping out on tips? Is this their way to, like, stop people who are either really cheap or just not giving a tip at all?
I'll tell you the lesson I had to teach Brooklyn today. So Brooklyn wanted to get Starbucks this morning. Not coffee. Just some fruity, whatever, crazy... I don't even know what it was. Acai something. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so she's doing it on her app. And she's talking to herself as she's doing it. It's like, this and this and this. Tip? I'm not giving you a tip. I'm like, why would you not give her this? This girl is making this, or whoever is making this crazy drink for you. Why would you not tip her? And she, her response was actually smart. She's like, I only have $8 in my account. And it's $7.52 or something. I'm like, but you got to tip her. I was like, why would you not tip her? Luckily, I had like a $2 bills in my visor.
$2 bills?
Like just a dollar, one,
oh, two singles.
$1 bill, two singles.
I was going to say, you can't leave a $2 bill as a
gift.
That's
so
cool.
And so I gave her the twos and she's like, oh, this will be good because I think it like helps them pay for college. I was like, what are you talking about? She said when she goes into the Starbucks to get her drink, there's like a little tip jar.
And it says this will help pay for college.
Help us pay for college,
you know what,
books
that is?
Or something like that.
You know what that is? That's called guilting.
It is.
That's what it is.
That's like feel guilty.
But you don't have to tell us to tip.
No.
And I think that's what bothers
me. Or force you to tip.
Right. Because
I think it's more forcing than telling.
But there are certain circumstances. Now, I think I'm a good tipper. Like, I always go above 20% at these restaurants. I would.
Yeah.
I try to be fair because of the service is usually good. And yeah, you're working hard. So I'm not a bad tipper, and it feels like the bad tippers are screwing it for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Tommy Lugauer is screwing it up for Tiki Barber and me.
Yeah, thank you, Tommy.
Because of you being a cheap ass.
Just because you want to live in Europe, where it's like illegal to tip.
Right.
A guy like Tommy's not alone, are looking for excuses on to take money off a tip and not to tip.
Exactly.
And there's too many of those people.
And because of that, that's why I think they're doing this, which is driving me nuts. Anyhow, this person thinks Lugie got hosed. All right, let's hear it out. Howard in Marlboro, New Jersey. Howard, what?
What's up, Howard?
Yes, Lucy got hosed because Sean had the first and last question.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. You're right. He got the first and the last.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good point. No, it's a good point.
But I still cleared it where he could not catch me.
Yeah. That's true. The problem was I wanted to, what's the word, troll you with the Juan Soto thing.
Mm.
It was never fair to count that as a point. And I think Tommy made a mistake, because when I said, should I not count that, you should have been like, no, Evan, it was a good troll, and I respect and appreciate that, but you can't count that.
Just remember that, though, that you did that when in July you go, look, as a Met fan, I've never once cared that the Juan Soto thing was an ex-Yankee. You cared right away again.
Sean, it would have been a disservice to the new Team Who Dis community for me not to put Juan Soto for you as the first option.
Yeah, you had to get trolled.
I had
to first day back.
I didn't do it for me. I did it for the people.
Yes, you're all suntanned. Look like you sat in the warmth while we had intermittent days of nice and freezing up here.
85 and sunny, baby.
Yeah.
I blew my stuff off the back porch because it was so damn windy one day, and you're sitting in St. John or Thomas or wherever the heck you were.
All the saints. I saw them all. Like, Virgin Islands.
Exactly. Virgins. Did you stay virgin in the Virgin Islands?
But my parents listen to the show.
There's no way you're able to do anything. Your kids were there.
Exactly.
How did you even find time if that was the case?
Oh, I don't want to hear this.
I do, actually, because I'm curious. I'd like to learn. I'd like to take notes. Please explain to me how that happened.
The hot tub gets very murky at night.
Are you serious?
There better be chlorine in that.
Good for you, Sean. I'm bad. Good for you, man. Let's go to Jim in North Haven. Hey, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey. Hey, what's up, guys? You guys have been talking about giving a third-round pick for Kirk Cousins.
Nope.
Why wouldn't you guys consider giving a third-round pick for Joe Milton?
I mean, maybe. I love Joe Milton. I was the first one to bring him up on the
show.
You
were. You were the first.
And you would definitely need a veteran then, because you then would have a third-year Tommy DeVito, who's only played, whatever, six games, seven games. You'd have Joe Milton, who's only played one game, and then you're drafting one as well? Like, it's just, it's too young of a quarterback.
I would much rather give up a third-round pick for the unknown of Joe Milton than the corpse of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, apples to apple conversion. How would I rather use my third-round pick? It would be with Joe Milton.
No question. Vinny's in Cliffside Park. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Tiki, I think you should be in politics, man. Your train of thought is so on the money.
Thank you, man.
But my question is, and I've been told that if I'm waited on, like me, not if I'm if I'm waited on by the owner of the restaurant, I don't have to tip him. Would you guys agree or disagree with that?
I mean, you're already paying him, technically, right?
We repeat the question again. I want to analyze this.
So if the owner comes out and is like, "Oh, I'm waiting on you," blah blah blah.
Would you tip them?
Do you tip the owner of the restaurant?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're still performing a service.
Yeah, but he's getting paid off of all of that.
Yeah, but he also has to pay the overhang. He has to pay for everything that involves in keeping that restaurant open.
And we don't know, restaurant to restaurant, the policy of pooling tips either.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm literally just tipping because you performed a great service. Mm. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Is that the wrong answer, by the way, Vin?
You could tip out the boys. I'm sorry?
Was that the right or wrong answer?
No, that's the exact train of thought. Like, either you do or you don't. Like, you know, you're saying, yeah, you do because, you know, you got to tip out the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm. I just, look, my issue is this, and I understand that there are cheapskates in this country. Like we just said, Tommy Lugauer probably doesn't tip. I understand that, and that's unfair and that's wrong. But it's also ridiculous that you are now forcing us, every single person, here's the 20% automatic. And you know what really pisses me off? What was that? Was that a deep breath?
You act like you're a big spender.
I am.
No,
I tip
not.
Big. I tip at least 25% every time.
Why do you tip big?
Why do I tip big? Because of the service.
No. I'm calling BS on that.
Why? Okay, why do I tip big?
You're famous. You're well-known.
No, I've always done it. Ask my friend Chad. We used to...
Always comes back to Chad.
Well, because he's my best friend. I've known him the longest, so he knows where the bodies are buried. Mm. So Chad was the notorious tipper. Because we would go to friendlies.
Notorious in a good way?
Amazing.
Okay.
We would go to friendlies and leave like a 30% tip. And he would come back and leave more. Because he's like, they worked really hard. We would end up leaving like 50% tips. It was insanity. And so since that moment, I took it from him. I was like, you know, he's kind of right.
Yeah.
So I've always left big tips. Now, being in the public eye, sure, there's a little bit more pressure. But I've always left big tips.
Okay, let me get another crack at it.
Well, I'm trying to get to my point.
You probably repeat certain places
everything
over and over.
Is a fight with Sean or a fight with me. Why can't things just be face value?
You literally fight with Sean every 5 seconds. I'm
no,
just asking
don't.
One question. Yes, you do.
Not
you
about
to pick
stupid
a fight with
things
him
like
a, stupid things. You brought the topic up.
Why are right. you
I think you're afraid of people, confrontation, and someone spitting in your food. There you go. You went to friendlies probably every Friday with Chad because whatever. I won't make
I mean,
of it.
I could.
So you're probably worried about them spitting in the food. So you're like, all right, I got to give more money because you're not that you want to be a nice guy. You're more afraid.
But you leave the tip when you leave. Not like in the middle of the service. So,
also, I don't like that he just did it too. I'm sorry, 15-year-old Tommy Lugauer thumbing his nose at friendlies was too good a Friday night. Said that.
Get lost.
I mean, he was probably 25 at the time.
Anyhow, the point I was trying to make is the first time I noticed the 20% that was included, I didn't even look. So I left my typical 25% tip.
Oh, so you gave a massive tip.
And I didn't realize it. You know what I realized it? I'm in the car and I look at the receipt and I'm like, wait a second.
Right.
They already included 20%?
Gotcha.
I did not want to tell my wife.
They gotcha.
She was going to be so pissed. Like, you literally left like a 50% tip. Because they snuck it in there. Let us be Americans and tip what you deserve.
They tush-pushed it.
They tush-pushed it. Well said. Speaking of the giant quarterback situation, which giant quarterback, and I'm very curious, and we'll ask the Giant fans out there, especially the season ticket holders. I was talking to Tiki about this off air. Which giant quarterback would get you to buy tickets? What addition would make you say, oh, wow, they signed this guy? I'm going to re-enlist on my season tickets. I'm fascinated by that. Are any of these guys pushing the tickets? Will any of them cause you to say, all right, I'm going to buy two for 2025? We'll get to your calls, 888-808-1019.
Because trust me, I think that matters. And I think if John Mara is listening to the station right now, based on responses from Giant fans, that may actually change the quarterback you sign.